Hey, let's do a chart review. Today's the 16th of November. These are chart reviews belonging to Dr. Ali, A-L-I, at Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Date of visit, 11/14. First patient is J.F., 35-year-old woman, seen with sore throat, pink eye, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, and streptococcus pharyngitis, treated with gyromycin and Augmentin. Patient's very happy with the care received. Next patient is J.H. This is a 70-year-old woman seen for blood pressure 210 over 110. She was given labetalol and eprasiline in the emergency room. Had a CTA of a carotid negative, cardiac workup negative, chemistry negative, EKG swab testing negative. Offered observation, she declined. Was sent home with a blood pressure 190 over 90. She states that she's seen her cardiologist today. She was on something for 5 milligrams a day, but she had quit taking it. Nevertheless, she was very happy with the care she received. Next patient is BB, 12-year-old young lady with fever, headache, sore throat, diagnosed with influenza A, chest x-ray negative, vital signs stable, was given no treatment, actually doing about the same, maybe a little better today. Mom was happy with the care nevertheless. Child was not febrile. Next patient is RW, 4-year-old with fever, headache, sore throat, abdominal pain, white count 9,000, chest x-ray showed viral pneumonia. Patient had a positive mononucleosis test, swab tests were negative, was sent home with no medication. When I called the family, they were at the PCP's office. Mom was very happy with the care that was received in the emergency room. Next patient is BW, is a 29-year-old male with flu-like symptoms, history of HIV. Dr. Ali did a full workup. The CD4 count is pending. Viral swab, CBC, CMP negative. Treated with Tamiflu prophylactically. Left message for patient to call me back today. Next patient is AL, is a 5-year-old with fever, congestion, negative swab testing, positive otitis media, treated with amoxicillin and Zyrtec. Mom was happy with the care, doing better today. Next patient is DG, 13-year-old male with runny nose, cough, congestion, sore throat, swab testing negative, diagnosed with URI, treated for pharyngitis. Diagnosed with URI and pharyngitis, treated with Tessalon Pearls and ProAir. Mom's having difficulty getting ProAir on Medicaid. She's going to call and ask for Ventolin because that's approved on Medicaid now. She was happy with Dr. Ali, nevertheless. Next patient is BL, 56-year-old male with fever. Patient has having difficulty urinating. Foley catheter only revealed 20 cc's of dry urine. Diagnosed with flu A. There was blood in the urine. Was started on Tamiflu. I called the patient a few times today to make sure he follows up with his regular physician for his hematuria, since there was no notation regarding the hematuria. And he's supposed to, patient is to call me back. Next patient is, would you show them all the thermostats? Do you want the thermostat?
Yes.
Yeah, there's one by all of them. Next patient is NT, is a 6-year-old young lady with a thumb injury, laceration, superficial, did not require stitches, tetanus up to date. It was addressed and dressings applied. And the mom was happy with the care that was received. Next patient is MM, 28-year-old who's pregnant. Noted the spot of blood in the underwear. Didn't know where it had come from. diagnosed with anal fissure, cystitis, constipation, intrauterine pregnancy. Pelvic ultrasound was initially ordered, then canceled. Patient treated with Augmentin 875 twice a day. I left a message for patient to call me back. PL is a 50-year-old female seen for elevated blood pressure. Positive history of hypertension, 207 over 129. Went home with 140 over 98. CT of the head negative, CBC, CMP negative. Cardiac workup negative. No sign of end-stage damage noted. UDS negative, thyroid negative, EKG within normal limits. Patient was on high blood pressure medication at home, and she was told to continue with them and did not require any extra medication to bring her blood pressure down in the emergency room. Next patient is DQ, is a 27-year-old male with chest pain, cough, wheezing. Patient swab test was negative. GI cocktail settled his chest pain. Cardiac workup was negative. Swab test negative. Treated with Pepcid. The CPK was 825, which was noted. The patient was sent home. Patient's doing fine. No more chest pain. Happy with the care received. Next patient is PF, 37-year-old with a broken tooth. Doctor, I leave you the nerve block, oral nerve block. Put patient on Amoxil and send patient home. I left a message for patient to call me back. Next patient is MJ, is a 34-year-old lady with ear pain, swollen throat, and hard to swallow. Swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, and sent home with Amoxil. Next patient is JL, is an 11-month-old baby with screaming, in pain for mom, exam negative, given Motrin, stopped crying, possible teething, otherwise negative exam. Mom states that the child is doing well and they were happy with the care. Amaya, A-M-A-Y-A, Chatham, C-H-A-T-H-A-M. 22-year-old female with sore throat, runny nose, headache, diagnosed with flu B, Zyrtec, and Tamiflu were given. Patient was very happy with the care received. This patient was actually seen by Dr. Dilger. Actually, let's see. Yeah, you can put that down. No concerns or issues. Next patient is A.M., is a 9-year-old with fever, cough, flu A, diagnosed with flu A, temp of 103, and pharyngitis, required Amoxil and Tamiflu. Mom was happy with the care, again seen by Dr. Dilger in the afternoon, in the evening. Next patient is F.J., flu-like symptoms. It's a 40-year-old female diagnosed with flu A and positive strep, treated with Tamiflu Amoxil. Happy with the care received. This patient was also seen by Dr. Dilken. Next patient is CB, the 63-year-old with neck pain. Pain appeared to be musculoskeletal. Dr. Dilger did not do any x-rays. The patient was given Valium, 5 milligram IM, the muscle relaxer. Left message for patient to call me back. This patient was also seen by Dr. Dilger. Thank you.